And that, well, Chandler gets head on it, but it will go out for a throw in. Ashworth has to just shepherd that out. And it's filled up nicely in the SMRE, but it's a throw in to Toulson for Bradford, which Toulson's waiting to take, waiting for another ball, I think. And is that the crowd being silly and not returning the ball? Well, a bit of a delay there getting the replacement ball, and that's poorly played from Daz Lyons, but eventually it'll reach its destination, which is the hands of Ryan Toulson now, who looked perhaps to play a long throw. Gives this ball a good scrub with his shirt there and prepares to run up. And there it goes into the box there. Ashworth there with an unconvincing header. And it's 1-0. That was really poor. And it's Ben McKenna who gives Bradford the lead against the run of play. But FC's defensive nightmares really just returning. Good throw-in from Toulson. Ashworth just didn't position himself. Tried to head it, hits the back of his head, and unmarked, McKenna volleyed it sweetly into the net.
Yeah, it's shocking, especially with the way that the game's been going. Bradford have had nothing, created nothing until that moment, and it's with the help of FC United just not being organised early enough. Stood flat-footed, waiting. Like you say, Ashworth just didn't get anything on the header, and he's put it right into the danger area. But there's absolutely nobody picking him up. It was a simple, simple goal.
And worse, not preparing to take this goal kick for Bradford. And that goes over Eckersley's head, and that's flicked toward, and this could be number two! And it is! It went over the head of Eckersley. And it's the number four, Luke Dean, who finishes. It was nodded down to him, but it really is a mess at the back for FC United, Emily. There's no one. Yeah. There really is, I think,
right, it's absolutely,
confidence.
It's absolutely crazy the way that has the last 5 minutes has panned out, because we've been comfortable. We were looking confident at the start of the game. You know, they were dropping off, they were picking up the ball. But now, you know, it took that one mistake in terms of Ashworth trying to head clear and it not coming off, conceding a goal, and now we've stepped back. We're watching our players, we're letting Bradford come on to us, we're not pushing up high enough up the field. You can't, things like that, it's simple decisions, simple football, not coming in and winning the first ball, watching your player run around you. They've got to come, they've got to approach the game a little bit differently.
But FC better since the substitution.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, definitely. Scott Kay coming into the back four. I mean, he was performing really well in the midfield role. But everything that he's doing, he knows when to drop. He knows when to come in to win the ball. He's just got them a little bit more organised as well by the looks of things. But he commits himself. He makes the decision and he's committed to the decision there. And having Sam Sheridan on the field
Ashworth
is always positive.
Gilchrist with that. Sorry to cut across you there, Emily. But... Oh, now it's George Thompson. Now Gilchrist, 1-on-1.
Yes.
2-1. Mistake this time by Bradford, giving the ball away. Leapt upon by Thompson, he threaded it through. Gilchrist, very calm finish. And it's 2-1, and FC getting a goal back just before half-time. Just what they wanted, and now it's a different game. Now Ollie Johnson plays it back. Bright start to the second half from Bradford here. It's Dean. Dean takes it towards the corner flag. Nicely infield. Johnson now on the edge of the box. Being forced. Forced back there by Sheridan. But he still has it. Just Johnson. He plays it out to Toulson on the right-hand side. And now nicely played in there. McKenna low ball in. Hits Ashworth. McKenna gets it back. Chips it in. Invitingly. It bobbles. Left foot shot. Dean. It's 3-1. And it comes off the head. Oh, well, just confirm for you who that was. Ball came across, left-footed shot from Dean. And was it McKenna again?
Yeah, he got the head in just as it before it crossed the line.
And he was onside there with lots of FC players. Could they have come out there?
Well, I want to know, what was Dave Carnell asking for that?
I don't understand, actually. Before that...
Why did he pass it? There's so many questions to ask of what has just happened. The ball came, I mean, it looked like an easier one to defend than what it ended up being. But
they were queuing up though in the building.
There was far too many Bradford players free compared to FC defenders. But initially, Ashworth made a block but passed it straight back into a position for another cross. But was it? Who was in front of Carnell? Was it Scott Kay getting a header that glanced at it right to the back post where there was two Bradford players waiting? I think Carnell could have claimed that. It looked simple to me.
Too late to reverse a two-goal cushion now for FC. And Winter will try and get this out to the left to Wright. Wright will not really control his pass, but it's bobbling around. And Wright on the end of this one. Can he get this ball across? Surely for George Thompson. Oh. Hits a... It's bobbling around. It has gone in. Eventually, just I think Thompson put it in, bobbled around a bit. Gilchrist desperately trying to get the ball off Toulson, and they're trying to get the ball, but there have been 4 minutes of added time here. I think it's too little too late. It's FC 2 Bradford Park Avenue 3.